It's about building partnerships, collaborations. These people are my teachers. They may not have formal schooling, but they're very wise in knowing about plants and using about plants. And they've learned this knowledge. This has been accumulated during generations. So it's about partnerships and also about asking what people want back from the research when it's done. Because these are areas that have a high biological diversity, and they're usually associated with high cultural diversity. And that's that knowledge is contained in unique languages, but that knowledge is also almost always verbally transmitted. So it is in danger of disappearing. And I just read today that every 2 weeks, one language is disappearing. And by the next century, almost half of all the 7,000 languages that are spoken today will have been lost. And with that loss goes, you know, all that cultural information. So ethnobotanists record cultural heritage before it is being lost. Because the saying goes, when a knowledgeable person dies, he or she will take all that plant knowledge with them. And if it's not recorded, it's just being lost. So if we lose that knowledge of our biological diversity, we're losing knowledge of plants that are used to sustain ourselves as foods and as medicines.